you, your judgment is handed, you tell the person, I will first of all, custodial sentence, and it will be, even if it's 1 year non-custodial sentence, you go home and you would work. In fact, Accra has so many problems that we can actually use her to actually solve. And then also you attach her to NCCE to do media literacy so that she goes around to actually go and talk to people and even her community of TikTokers that if you do this, this is what will happen to you. And then also a fine. So if you fine, and then you actually, the non-custodial sentence, you balance it in such a way, it would help. It is very disproportionate for you to just say that someone for this particular offense, that the person should be jailed for 1 year. If she was inciting violence, if she was calling, well, let's go and kill the, yeah, that one you can say that, yes, it, calling for violence, but an insult. And we're not saying that this insult too is less, that, oh, it's a small insult, but I'm saying that it is very disproportionate.
Right.
And please, maybe before you close, I think it's important to that we don't miss the fact that the lady called death threats on the president and his wife. You see, it's not just...
Did she?
She did. The video
did she
is
say,
there.
I'm going to, you know what? To, is that what she said? No.
She didn't say that I am going to kill the president. She said that the president and the wife should die. The video is there. I mean, and look at the context. This was done after a flood situation. People are already in a difficult situation. She references the president being in a helicopter looking over the Accra, you know, as something that was wrong and that he should be on the ground. I mean, it wasn't just, excuse me to say, he has a big head or something. That's not what she said. She said other things. The judge took or looked at the merit of the case. And we need to understand that the approach was the criminal approach. The president is within his right to pursue a civil case against this lady. Some people have said he should do that, and that in itself would also give us an opportunity to learn from it. My focus is on the criminal aspect. Did she commit a crime? Yes. Are there provisions to address the crime she committed? Yes. Who is supposed to administer that judgment? A judge. What did he do? He looked at the set of provisions that are there and he said that, okay, as far as I'm concerned, with regards to this case, this is what I think is appropriate. Why? Because it will serve as a deterrent.
Thank you very much. So he had Frank Kofi Buedi. He's a lecturer and communication professional. He connected with us from Accra. And Fred Sapon, a Ghanaian presenter in the UK, a brand champion with long-standing experience in socioeconomic analytical views on systems. He connected with us from the UK. And Anio Sabute from Germany, a fisherman from Pram Pram, and an everyday Ghanaian, Jojo Copenhagen, is an associate editor for The State. He connected with us from Accra. And Carlo Olimpio is a lawyer and an activist, also connected with us from Accra. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Gemma Apia. This is Joy 99.7 FM.
We are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom and my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first port of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery, and equipment. Visit our head office, Takweje, Osu near the Osu Cemetery, Tema near Community 4, Takoradi opposite Fijai Maze Plaza, Cape Coast University Bookshop, Swintex Road near Absa Bank, Atomic Center Point Mall, Winneba University Campus, KNUSD, the University Bookshop, and Santasi in Kumasi. You can also visit our shop online, www.kingdomstoreonline.com. Hurry while stock lasts. For further inquiries, contact us on 050-162-0810 or 0302-764-101. Email info@kingdomgh.com. Kingdom Books and Stationery Limited, where quality and affordability is assured. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you know something exciting is staring at the Habitat Fair?
Church will rise as the highest of all the mountains, and saviors will be raised in the church to deal with the world system. And let it be now. We need to have a national focus. We don't have to lose this ambition, or else we work against the Great Commission.
They are equipped in righteousness, the agenda to possess the nations. Welcome to an equipping center of the word and prayer on Pentecost Hour.
Pentecost Hour comes to you on Joy 99.7 FM every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Hits FM on Mondays at 5:30 a.m. and Joy Prime TV on Saturdays at 7 a.m.
Do you know something exciting is staring at the Habitat Fair?
For 150 years, Funspum has nurtured leaders of integrity, excellence, and service to God and nation. Celebrate excellence. Honor legacy. The Funspum at 150 Sesquicentennial Awards are now open for nominations to recognize the outstanding individuals and organizations whose dedication and service have helped shape Funspum's proud 150-year legacy. Do you know an old boy, member of staff, benefactor, organization, or a friend of Funspum who deserves this honor? Nominate them today. Visit www.awards.funspum150.org and submit your nominations on or before Friday, 31st July 2026. Funspum at 150, celebrating a legacy of excellence, leadership, and service, inspiring the future. Jin Shikan. From the producers of The Gods Are Not to Blame comes another classic.
Eat with you, Christians.
No.
I can do business with you, work with you, talk with you, but eating, drinking, pray together. My friend, let us respect our boundaries as a way.
The first original African adaptation of William Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice goes live as Image Bureau, April Communications, and the National Theatre presents
Gallina's Pound of Flesh.
Live at the National Theatre.
Saturday 1st, Sunday 2nd, Saturday 8th, and Sunday 9th August at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. each day.
Grab a ticket now to the most hilarious theatrical masterpiece of the year. For only 200 Ghana cedis at imagebureaugh.com.
Or dial star 714*46#. Gallina's Pound of Flesh.
Written and directed by George Quinn.
Supported by New Plans Car Rentals, Joy FM, Hits FM, Graphic Communications Group,
Joy Prime TV, and proudly brought to you by the Ghana Tourism Authority.
the future of finance is digital. And the future starts with a conversation. How can technology expand financial assets, empower small businesses, protect consumers, and drive inclusive economic growth? Join Ecobank Ghana and Joy Business for the inaugural Ecobank Joy Business Financial Dialogue Series under the theme Driving Financial Inclusion Through Digital Transformation. Be part of insightful discussions on digital banking, mobile money, fintech innovation, cybersecurity, and the future of financial inclusion in Ghana and across Africa. Date, Tuesday, 28th of July, 2026. The Ecobank Joy Business Financial Dialogue Series, Shaping the Future of Finance in Africa. Don't miss it, live on Joy FM and Joy News. Physical attendance is strictly by invitation.
You will laugh. You will cry. You will fall in love. Introducing Novelas Plus, the new destination for romance and telenovelas on DStv and GoTV. Get swept away by shows such as Saints and Roses, Forbidden Love, Be My Sunshine, and more captivating stories. Tune in to Novelas Plus on DStv Channel 133 and GoTV Channel 134. Novelas Plus, feel the beat of love.
I'm not afraid to be different. I be loud and bold. I know they blend in.
Born from a vibrant culture, I did dance to the beat of my own drum. I be the vibe.
In a world where everybody will follow trends, I create them. I be trailblazer. And that be my originality.
And when we raise a glass, it's a celebration of who we are. To honor people, enjoy your origin.
Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18 years of age. Not recommended to pregnant women and lactating mothers. Don't drink and drive. This advert is FDA approved.
Do not worry. Do not be afraid. I am all you need to make a happy day. Wherever you are, I bring you joy. Joy is all you need for today. 99.7. Do not worry. Do not be afraid. A happy day. Wherever you are, I bring you joy. Joy is all you need for today. 99.7.
Something is about to happen. Turn up your volume. Keep it right here on Joy 99.7 FM.
Afraid. I am all you need to make a happy day. Wherever you are, I bring you joy. Joy is all you need for today.
99.7.
From the studio to your radio, feel the joy. Joy 99.7 FM.
Afraid. I am all you need to make a happy day. Wherever you are, I bring you joy. Joy is all you need for today.
99.7.
take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, stole my bike. Different day, same shit, nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hated to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead and beat me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Hated to love it, the underdog's on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead and beat me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I-4-5 them. Killing on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time flies.
The underdog's on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop.
Go ahead and beat me. I'm Raps MVP, and I...
Hello, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the library. Folks, oh, it's been a while. I miss all of you. I miss you, Dai. Guys, I really miss you. Why? It don't be small. Yeah. Tonight, we are in the library. If you know you are in the library, link up. Folks, if you know you are in the library, link up, okay? 055-11-11-997. Technicians are on duty. I'm struggling to get the program on, but Kwame Bias, we have to make it happen. Tonight's library is one of a kind. Maybe that's why the devil is trying to show up. But whatever happens, show must go on. 1111997. Link up with me and let me know if you are in my class. Let's see who's here. Let's check out who's in class now. Charlie, you're not going to miss tonight's class. If you really miss it, especially if you love music, man, Oba bo won sano. Yeah. Hey, Ice-T is in class. Ice-T says, welcome, Teacher Dusty. It's great to be in class. Ice-T and the Karabutas are in class, already seated with the Knights, Killer Instincts, and Shekels. Uh-huh. Welcome to the class. Pacolin is here. Pacolin is seated in the class. Yes, be seated. Okay, Albert. Hey, Albert, welcome to the class. Let me know if you are in class. Let me know if you are in class now. Y'all know how we do it. You know how we do it.
Library with Andy Dusty.
Okie dokie.
This.
Yeah, someone is addressing the chair. It says, sir, Dr. Ambassador Honorable Emeritus Professor Andy Dusty. You have been missed, sir. Tom Brown on the roll. Yes, Tom Brown, welcome to the class. Who's in class now? Who's in class now? Nashika is here in class. Hello, Nashika. Nashika, everything cool? She says, sir, I miss you. Classes has resumed already. Yeah, because the World Cup are taking center stage and won't allow us to work. We need a jam party to resume class before the library. Nashika. Oh, Charlie, Nashika. Nashika, you are tempting me. Nashika, you are tempting your lecturer. Nashika, don't tempt the lecturer. Nashika, don't tempt the lecturer to play you music. You want me to do like 1 hour of back-to-back, like jam. Oh, Nashika. Nashika, don't tempt me. Ah. Hi, Andy. I'm in the back seat as usual. It's great to have you back. Ebopra. Hello, Ebopra. Ella, Stephanie, Miracle, and Niyose are in class. Hey, Niyose, keep quiet. You can't come to my class and be shouting. Niyose, keep quiet, Niyose. Uh-huh. Ella, hello, Stephanie. Hi, Miracle. You guys are welcome. Welcome to the class. Niyose is a talkative, eh? Just a chatterbox. He just wants to talk. I'm Joe Bentle inside Teshi. I'm in class. Hello. Yeah. is here. He said, Professor Andy Dusty. Conrad is here with his family, Gloria, Karen, and Regina. Hi, Regina. Welcome. Welcome to the class. Eugene is here. Eugene, is this how you spell your name? Eh? You can't come to my class and be misbehaving. Eugene. What kind of lifestyle is that? Albert says I'm at the front seat. Sir, we miss you. Tell Albert, I do. I miss you too. Good evening, Andy. I'm Nana Sapon from Mahafu, Kenya. Say, yes, Nana Sapon. Nakwam Nana Sapon. Welcome to my class. Address me properly, sir. John B, let's do some open mic session, Professor Andy, my friend. Nobody has to do open mic. If I open phone line for you right now, you call me and you fail all my tests. And I'm off almost mental, Anna. You guys need some mental. You missed my mental lessons, eh? Say, Andy Francis is sleeping in class. Welcome back from Daniel Odumase Traffic. You see, Daniel is here. All the way from Odumase Traffic. And you say you won't come to my class. Yes to 1 year, Bash. I support Nashika, Ernie. Oh, Ernie. Ernie, how are you? It's been a while. 1 hour, Bash. Charlie, tonight's class too. If you miss it, I'll be hard dream, pal. Professor Andy, I'm Nanesi from Tutuekia Pim. Welcome. Welcome, sir. Nana, welcome. Eugene, you caught my attention. Indeed, indeed. You are mental, eh? Hello, Professor Andy Dusty. What is the topic for lectures today? I want to be a first-class student, so I want to learn on time. Elinam. Elinam at Adenta. Elinam. Tonight, the show is probably brought to you by Soho. Soho Bar and Restaurant. Soho Bar and Restaurant can be located just around airport. It's inside Marina Mall. The library is also brought to you by White Restaurant. Okay. Folks, tonight's lecture is produced by DJ Skin. Now, tonight, you see, back in the day, there were songs that were very popular in Ghana. The reason, we had only one TV station back in the day. Only one TV station. So, for example, you only hear a song. If you wanted to hear any foreign song, you could only hear it on GBC. Became GTV. That was the only station. Where else? Where would you find the songs? Where would you find them? Where? Tell me. Nowhere. The only station you could find them playing these songs. Charlie, and we were introduced to a lot of songs. A lot. Hey, Massa. Now, even if you had a VHS and had a, what's the name? Even if you had, what's the name? Video cassette. Even if you had video cassette, there's no way. Because, Charlie, someone will record it and, Charlie, you get the opportunity to vibe to it. That was the only way. Folks, let's see what happens tonight. You see, there were a lot of great songs . Now, these songs, they had crossed over. So, for example, you would hear a song from Nigeria. A song that you would never, ever, ever hear it anywhere. Even if you would hear it, Chale, once in a while, be na fawa sun kakra. But it will only be a TV station or a radio station, Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. Possess say Andy Dusty, I beg you, no mental today. I want from mental. Why do people always want to run away from mental? Charlie, Abu Mohammed is here from Japan. Are you in my class? Let me know if you are in my class. Good evening, sir. Lecturer Andy. Why is it that when there are no lectures, you don't inform us? I've gone to report you to the dean, Jeff Lai. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff Lai. I thought you were my guy. Jeff Lai. I am the same lecturer, professor, dean, vice chancellor, chancellor, professor, emeritus. I am the same person. So who did you report me to? Who did you report me to? Music for you, weekend rendezvous, Guinness Music for a dancing feet. Andy, do you remember these TV programs, John B? I remember those programs, but these ones were, you see, Guinness Music for a Dancing Feet were not playing music videos. Guinness Music for your dancing, Music for a Dancing Feet was, it was a touring program, and so it was mobile, okay? It would move from club to club or joint to joint. But the Weekend Rendezvous, those request programs, you find these songs playing on the radio and on television. Folks, welcome to the library. This is Andy Dusty here on Joy 99.7 FM.
Yeah, come on in. Got a story for you. In these melodies, just the right sound to put your heart at ease. Open up a new chapter with Andy Dusty here at the library.
On the library.
Yeah, come on in. Got a story for you in these melodies. Just the right sound to put your heart at ease. Open up a new chapter with Andy Dusty here at the library.
On the library.
Folks, welcome to the library.
Library.
the voice of Mama Africa, popularly known as Angelique Kidjo, popularly known as Mama Africa. Okay, folks, let's start our discussion properly. Angelique Kidjo. Let's begin with a song she released in 1996. Under Mango or Island Records, produced by Jean Hebreo. Guess what? Jean Hebreo was Angelique Kidjo's husband. That's Angelique Kidjo's husband. Okay? Now, the song was recorded at Studio Gimmick in France. Now, and also mixed at Studio Guillermo Tell in France by Christophe Depoy. Folks, here is Angelique Kidjo with a song she calls Aquaba. Now, you would only hear these songs back in the day on TV. Where would you find these songs? In the 90s. Released in 1996. Here is Angelique Kidjo. Aquaba simply means welcome in the Akan language. Here is Angelique Kidjo welcoming you to the library. Songs do you remember? 055-1111. Send them to me. Let me know the songs you remember. Okay? Let me know. Now, from Benin, let me take you to Mali. In Mali, a tough musician known as Salif Keita. Now, you've heard this song over and over, especially when it comes to especially here on Joy FM, on when it comes to commercials. Taken from the album Forlorn the Past, released in 1995 under Mango Island Records, produced by Wally Badaru. Now, we'll be talking about Wally Badaru in a minute. If you recall, I've already mentioned Wally Badaru. I remember when we were discussing the samples Wally Badaru pulled some magic. A lot of people didn't even know he was behind those big songs or that one big song. Okay. Now, co-produced by Jean-Philippe Raquel, recorded at Studio Bastille, Studios Forever, Paris, France. Africa is a globally acclaimed Pan-African anthem released in 1995 by legendary Malian singer-songwriter Salif Keita, widely known as the Golden Voice of Africa. This, I challenge it. You know the reason? Because there is only one Golden Voice of Africa, and that is Pat Thomas. Well, I know my Malian friends won't be very happy, but hey, that's all I know. That's right. That's what I know. Okay? That's right. Now, the song's title translates serves as a passionate declaration of continental identity, unity, and deep-seated pride. The track is widely considered one of the greatest and most influential pieces of contemporary African music ever recorded. The song and its accompanying musical era and Salif Keita. It earned Salif Keita prestigious accolades, including a Kora Award for Best Song of the Year in 1997. Folks, here is Salif Keita, Africa, only on The Library with Andy Dusty.
It's The Library with Andy Dusty.
From Mali. Oh, Chaleba, why did they come spoil the thing, eh? Oh, we're talking Africa, and you are telling me about CJ Lewis, Cam Waters. Today's discussion, we're discussing African songs that became popular in Ghana. I'm not talking American, or I'm talking about African songs. Songs that you would never hear from anywhere. You could only hear them probably on radio. That one radio station will play it. Or you'll watch the video on TV. You only hear it. That's it. Now, in 1988, a Nigerian superstar became so big in Ghana. Her name, Evie Edna Ogoli. At a point, every happy birthday song was hers. At a point, every birthday celebration would play Evie Edna Ogoli's happy birthday song. Now, from the album Happy Birthday, released in 1988 under Polydor Records, recorded and mixed under Aphrodisia Studio in Lagos, composed and written by Evie Edna Ogoli. Rio Vara, Dry Your Eyes, that was the meaning. Rio Vara, a beloved tune by the queen of Nigerian reggae, Evie Edna Ogoli. Released in April 1988, it serves as one of the standout songs on her widely successful sophomore album, Happy Birthday. The song was sung primarily in the Isoko language, a South Central Deltaic language native to Delta State, Nigeria. It explicitly reflects her roots in the Isoko culture. Rio Vara acts as a comforting, sympathetic message to anyone experiencing hard times or grief. Now, this uplifting time encourages the listener to stop crying, because no matter how heavy the problem is, things will get better. Hey, I remember this song. Charlie, hey, this song. Oh my God. We never understood the language, yet we will vibe to the melody. Here is Evie Edna Ogoli on the Library. This lady, at a point, I mean, she was all over Ghana. I remember the late 80s, the early 90s. Evie Edna Ogoli. Charlie! But we will play these songs everywhere. You go to drinking spots, you go to parties, you will listen to the radio, or you turn on your television and she was there. Ah, from Nigeria. Let's move to La Côte d'Ivoire. From the album 200% Zoblazo, released in 1991 under EO Production, 200% Zoblazo is a legendary 1991 African dance anthem by the Ivorian superstar Freddie Maywey. It is the definitive track that popularized Zoblazo, a high-energy musical style that fuses traditional folk rhythms from southern Côte d'Ivoire and Ghana with modern pop instrumentation. Now, check this out. All of these were mixed with electronic beats and catch-heavy brass lines. Now, the song became an absolute cross-continental phenomenon in the 90s. You see? So it is universally known for its iconic dance routine where partygoers and ravers wave a white handkerchief in the air to celebrate joy and victory. Here is Freddie Maywey, 200% Zoblazo. Tonight we are discussing African songs that have become so popular in Ghana, here on The Library. Telling you much more about Freddie Maywey. We have quite a number of songs from him that we can discuss on the show. Now, I've seen your messages coming through. 055-1111-997. Charlie, these songs. Hey, Massa. Okay. Tom Brown says, I love that. The library is quiet as the ancestors reveal what is going on. Thank you for Father and the Dusty. You have the, well, free uncle. I'll kick you out of my class, so Master. Oh, Fred. Fred, baby, so you day. You are not coming to school. You are not coming to class, Fred. No, Fred, you can't do this. You can't do this in Afghanistan. Very, very bad. My most serious student, Fred, Oibi. Oibi Estate, Fred, you are not coming to class. Oh, Charlie. You know I don't entertain tardiness. That's very bad. Anyway, let's continue with the show. Albert, what have you deleted? I don't want any gaga. Hey. Okay. This one says... I see, says Andy. Edna Ogoli has a song called Message to the Youth. My father's advice to me every time he wants to advise me. Yes, we'll discuss that probably next week or later on the show. It says Felix Liberty. Oh my God, Felix Liberty. Another great individual from Nigeria. Okay, now let's talk about Felix Liberty. I don't know if any of these Gen Zs know of Felix Liberty. Even those that were around back in the day, I don't think they know a name like Felix Liberty. They may know the songs, but not the name Felix Liberty. Felix Liberty appears on the show right now. Since you've brought his name, let's discuss Felix Liberty. From the album One Life to Live, he released this banger in 1989 under Tabansi Records. Recorded at Tabansi Recording Studio in Onitsha, Nigeria. He produced and arranged it, but mixed the song in New York and mastered it in London. A timeless classic in 1989. Felix Liberty. That song became an instant nationwide sensation and still remains one of Nigeria's most nostalgic wedding classics. Here is Felix Liberty as he performs Ifeoma. Hey. I see. Thanks very much for reminding me. Here is Felix Liberty with Ifeoma. Oh, what a jam. And the guy's album, man. Mad. Folks, here on the library, here is Felix Liberty.